Knock Rock out. Get up, Rock. Get up. Situate him. Hey, Rock, kill him, Rock. Kill him.
Yeah. I be getting money fucking hoes. 100 things on me everywhere I go. Lot of things on me everywhere I go. If you on the other side, then you gotta go. Bruce Leroy, I got the glow. Diamonds dancing in my chain, they come from Joe. 100 bands on me everywhere I go. Lot of niggas hating, but they keep it on the low. I keep my bitch in Celine, that's for sure. I keep my bitch in Vera Wayne, that's for sure. I keep my hitters on the plane, that's for sure. And the streets know my name, that's for sure.
I've been getting money on the low. Type of nigga, buy a burger for your hoe. 100,000 on me everywhere I go. Put the ranges and drive it in the snow.
Tell a hater, I said. Pussy. Fuck you. Tell your bitch I said. Me. Ass up, face down. One night only, I'm from out of town. Pound new rules, we ain't waiting on it. And if that pussy goose been cake on it. Plane ticket, hotel. New bag, missionaire. Sip sneakers, his and hers. If you a hater, I just got two words. Tell a hater, I said. And tell your bitch, I said.
Yo, we back with another one. Unprivileged drinkers, taste testers for the hood.
But suburban safe.
Like, is that how Reese come on? Like, the Euro, like, does he, like,
I gotta
find my own thing.
Yeah.
I'm so used to watching him do this shit, like, it's just, like, second nature at this point. But like I said, it's the Unprivileged Drinkers. You know, Reese isn't here this week, so I'm taking that spot, I guess.
I'm taking the lead.
Taking the lead, that's it. I was gonna say something that sound pause-ish, so I ain't wanna be considered a Diddy.
Taking a Diddy?
Nah, see, there you go.
You taking the front?
He's always been in the front.
All right, come on. Like,
what's going on, man? At the line leader.
What? Oh, that's funny. That's funny. That is funny.
Okay. Smallest to the front.
Up short, so that's funny.
The biggest in the back.
How would you know?
Look at him. Anyway.
You guys.
Let's get back to what we was about to do.
Get up.
Situate him.
So again, it's the Unprivileged Drinkers. We're back with another episode. Reese isn't here, so but we still gonna try to give you a great show.
Where the hell is he?
Shit. Crib, I guess. Right. This nigga got a life. I ain't mad at you. But you know, it's me, your guy. Dirtiest motherfucker alive. To my left.
What's up, everybody? This is Dink, a.k.a. Pooty, here with the guys, ready to talk some shit, and of course, drink. To my left, we got...
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your captain speaking. We're going to be flying at an altitude of roughly 12,000 feet.
Nigga, that's it?
We're not doing...
You trying to crash in the building?
Right.
I've been maneuvering around. Hey, listen, man. I've been doing obstacle courses.
12,000 feet.
Like, downtown, a lot of cities, you know, tallest buildings such as Chicago, like maybe Sears Tower, you know. Just, you know.
12,000 feet sound like a Fast and Furious movie.
Hey.
I feel like something bad is about to happen.
Yeah, like a building can hit me.
I like living my life on the edge.
Well, live your life on the edge. We are not on that flight with you.
Final destination.
It might be one day. And to my left.
Hello.
Mr. Chuckles.
What the fuck was that?
Did you mean to do that?
Yeah, I was just trying to test out the microphone and see if I can hear myself.
No, that's how he really talks.
Anywho. Oh, it's me, Chops. I'm just taking space up right now and working the board, trying to make sure the episode gets put out.
I'm glad you ain't working nothing else. What are we talking about?
Okay.
Anywho. So what we doing? We doing like a recap everybody week, or we getting right into that?
Let's get into it.
Let's get right into
that. Fuck
y'all
week.
Cool. Damn. So first thing we're gonna talk about WNBA, right?
Yep. Yep.
All right. I got a different angle to approach this with, right? So if you have heard anything about the WNBA recently, like the college women's college basketball had more viewers than men's this year, which doesn't happen. The WNBA draft had 2 million viewers for the first time. Well, over a million for the first time, and it was 2 million. Highest since 2004, I think. In 2004, it was like 600,000, something like that. And if I'm not mistaken, that was like the year Maya Moore came in. So, again, that makes sense. Teams are renting out larger buildings or arenas.
Venues
for Caitlin Clark when she comes to town. Usually teams have like a 4,000-seater. Now they have to like find 20,000-seaters because the demand is so high. They also are trying to separate themselves from the NBA as far as TV deals go, and they're trying to double their revenue from TV deals next year from 60 to at least 120 million.
Don't do it.
But I thought teams like the LA Sparks played where the Lakers play at, no?
They probably playing T-Mobile. What's the other one? The smaller one next to it.
The Coliseum?
You had the Staples Center. It's not the Staples. It's T-Mobile, right?
T-Mobile.
T-Mobile's
right
in Vegas.
T-Mobile.
Vegas.
Oh, so what's that? Not the Staples Center, but it's
crypto.
One. Crypto. But there's one next to it, right? It's a smaller one.
I never knew that.
I might be wrong.
No.
Like teams like Houston.
They play in the Crypto Arena.
Crypto. So, all right. So they play in the Crypto Arena, but, I mean, it's only 12 teams. And two, if we be keeping it a buck, they didn't have a lot of fans up until recently. But the question I wanted to ask is, I said all those things and bought up the numbers and everything. What happens if Caitlin Clark flops? What if she's a bust? What does that do to the WNBA? She is like the savior right now. She is the best thing that's ever happened to women's basketball.
Mm-hmm. That is true.
But what happens if she flops? What happens if she's a bust? All these new venues that they're trying to rent out, the TV deal, I'm sure it has a lot to do with the top 10 picks that have come out this year, but it has more to do with her than probably anyone else.
The WNBA, honestly, will continue to be a bust.
What?
Unfortunately.
That's crazy, though. You take a lot of money out of people's pockets.
I mean,
you take a lot of money out of people's pocket, but I'm looking at it as – I'm looking at it from a standpoint of
– Well, as a fan?
No, just in her point of view, or you're right, from the fans' point of view, she would probably be the biggest bust in WNBA history.
So it should be equivalent to like Sam Bowie?
I think it would be worse than
It would be way worse. After what she's done in college.
You gotta think, when guys are coming out of high school or guys are coming out of college, there's only been like a handful of people that got like the Mike comparison.
Yeah.
And that's what you look for. Caitlin Clark is not being compared to any woman that has ever walked this earth.
No.
She has only been compared to like
Steph.
A man.
And that's like high. That's a high ceiling.
Yeah.
Greatest shooter the NBA has ever seen.
Not even like just the greatest shooter ever. You got to think he has back-to-back MVPs. The only one of two or the only unanimous MVP. I think it's the only unanimous MVP. Four championships. You brought like basketball back to a city that had like kind of been defunct for like 10 plus years, but like nobody was looking at Golden State and saying like, oh, I want to play in Golden State. Now you have a woman.
Chris Mullen.
Chris Mullen. The best Chris ever.
Continue.
But now you have it's a lot of pressure on her shoulder. It's a lot that she has to deal with.
It is.
I'm super interested to see how this plays out. I hope she does
hopefully
well.
Hopefully,
I was about to say,
hope she does
I'm
well.
Definitely, I'm rooting for her. I'm rooting for her, and I'm rooting for the rest of the women that got drafted. Like, you know, of course, you got your Andrew Reese's, mm-hmm. and you got
Cameron Brink went number two, Brink. I believe. Cardoza went three.
Yeah.
Her and Angel Reese on the same team is crazy.
Yo, you know what it reminds me of, though?
That's wild.
Twin Towers?
Twin Towers.
100%.
Those two together remind 100%. Me of the Twin Towers.
They're going to win some championships.
Oh, as long as they get it, like, as long as they got a good guard, they could definitely win some. Shut the fuck up.
That's not Coors
Light. That's
Coors
Light. That's Coors
Light. And you can't read.
That's what happened when you send an autistic kid to the liquor store. I mean, to the kid alcohol.
No one can see you. Why are you dancing?
Yo, you can't read?
Yo, you brought the one beer that none of us like.
And is a reason why he asked for Coors Light.
That don't matter now.
Fuck that up, dummy.
Yeah,
I mean, so
jackass.
I feel like with Cardozo and Angel Reese, Twin Towers for sure. I don't see anybody getting a rebound over him. And also, Angel Reese's offensive game was like suspect in college. She's been working with Chris Brinkley. Mm-hmm. I feel like if she could develop like a little mid range, unstoppable.
Yeah,
perfect.
That's gonna be a nasty duo.
Agreed.
So, are you guys going to watch more WNBA basketball? Because honestly,
I wanna
when
go
it
to
first
a game.
Started,
I watch
like,
every year.
I'm a Phoenix Mercury fan.
I'm a Seattle Storm fan. Sue Bird is my favorite. Well, Diana Taurasi and Sue Bird are my two favorite players forever.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to say I've always watched WNBA, but I watch it every year. I watch
when
it
first started, I was heavy into it.
A lot of people were heavy into it. Like, the crowds back then were crazy, yeah. But
it fell off.
The excitement, it was new, so the excitement was there. But once they saw, I honestly think the lack of athleticism that they have sometimes is the reason people aren't drawn to it. It is getting better. At maybe 30, 40 years from now, we're going to have women dunking like Westbrook or something close to it. But it's going to happen.
Or they might just merge WNBA and NBA.
Shut up.
Oh, okay.
No, come on, man.
Why not?
Like, why would you want a woman to take a charge from LeBron? Like, imagine the game being on the line and LeBron is coming down the paint. He's 6'8", however much he weighs. And you're a big woman for basketball, but you're 6'3". Just probably a buck 60. He's going to break her in half.
Yo, not even just that. You said LeBron. Did you see how LeBron fell on the – did you see how LeBron fell on the court when Zion went after him? That's going to be worse.
A thousand times worse.
Like – a woman, and it's not to disrespect women. I love women. But can you have
– are they cool?
Can you imagine a woman being in the paint trying to take a charge from Zion Williamson? Like
hell no. I can't even imagine most men in the NBA taking a charge from Zion Williamson.
He's going to jail if he does that. That's domestic violence.
And
that's,
they already –
that's violence.
They already ain't got no flotation.
That's violence.
Domestic violence.
I'm serious. Like he's – and you and like, that's not thorough. Like, no,
that's
you
a
can't.
Big dude, no
and I've wow. never noticed any big-breasted women, you know, to help, you know, take some of the impact off of them with a hard charge. Like, I've never seen a big-breasted WNBA player. It's
crazy play on words, brother.
This is turning into something that wasn't supposed to be.
Crazy
we
play
respect
on
y'all
words.
Game.
We definitely respect y'all
we
game.
We respect y'all game, but we gonna move on. Oh.
Oh, no, yeah, I did have something else to say. I did see after the draft, I saw on Fox, I think it was Fox, the commissioner, I think, of the WNBA, she was thinking about expanding the league and adding like four more teams.
Oh, I
and
did
one
see
of
that.
The teams
Philly. Might be
was
Philly.
In Philly.
It might be. Because
I think the commissioner is from Philly, or she's like from the area. She's from the tri-state area.
Even if you're not from Philly, I feel like you know that. This is a great sports town.
Yeah.
There's some women here that can hoop, too.
This is like Dawn Staley. She
Hooper.
Just
hey.
Third through a three-time national champion as a coach.
Hooper.
Shout out, Lady Mustang.
Two-time player of the year when she was in college. She didn't win one, but she's definitely a hooper. She's from the city.
Yeah, I saw that, and I thought it was kind of dope.
You know what? Let's take a shot to Dawn Staley.
Yeah, she's from New Jersey. Collinsville, New Jersey.
Okay, all right.
Who is?
Commissioner from –
Let's take a shot to Dawn Staley. Congratulate you to all your success that you've had.
Her name is Kathy.
Many years Engelbert. Of coaching and playing basketball.
Congrats, Dawn.
Shout out to Dawn and all the other women that did get drafted.
All right. Shots up.
Shots down.
Double tap.
I have no idea what just happened there.
Dre, what high school you go to?
Dobbins Mustangs.
The same school Don Shelly went to.
Same school. Yes,
why the fuck
yes,
are you
yes.
just saying it? Why do I have to remind you to say this shit?
Because I said, that's my Mustang sister. My Mustang sister. You know, hey.
All right, moving on. Let's talk about the play-in. Let's talk about the playoffs. Ooh. It's that time of year. Sixers look like they might have a chance. I'm sticking with my guns from last week. I don't think there's a team that could beat us outside of Boston if Embiid gets back to his MVP level. He was gassed during the play-in,
yes,
which was hard to watch.
Yes.
It was hard to watch. But, you know.
Was he gassed or is his knee still bothering him? He's only 2 months removed.
No, I do think his knee's – but I think with any injury – it lingers a bit. Like, it doesn't just go away when you start playing. Like, even if they clear you, you still got to, like, knock the rust off. So his knee still may bother him. But him not getting back on defense, him having his hands on his knees at the free throw line where the rest of the team is down the court, can't happen.
Him falling at the free throw line was crazy.
He fell at the free throw line. While shooting the free throw?
After, it was like
– fuck, you watched the game through. From last year?
Nigga watching NBA classics.
Yeah, I don't remember.
I don't remember that part.
He fell asleep with the TV and watched NBA classics.
He followed through and missed the I'm about to show you.
Shit, he gassed. How many games he played since being back? That was like
I think only eight.
And he hasn't played.
No, it's been less than that.
And he hasn't
remember,
played.
Remember, we finished the season winning eight straight, so he probably played seven games.
And he didn't do it, because he didn't do the back-to-back that we had.
Oh, well, yeah, so it's less than that.
So it's less than that. So
probably six?
So he,
five or six games?
So he's six or seven games back? It makes sense that you're gassed. And they say, I've never played, like, sports professionally, but there's nothing like the game. Like, it doesn't matter what you do, how well your conditioning is. Mm-hmm. It won't get you ready for the actual game.
Can't duplicate it.
He didn't fall. He sat down damn near.
Sat down.
He dropped to his knee. That wasn't a fall though. Like he put himself down. It wasn't like he couldn't control himself.
Yeah. But
okay.
Yeah. Sticking with the play-in and watching the Sixers. I am thankful for Nico Batum.
Oh man, I misplayed my song.
Had it not been for Nico, we would have definitely lost by 20 plus.
Agreed.
Because there's a guy on the team right now who has shitted the bed.
And what was his final stat line?
I've supported him.
9-10.
I've supported him.
That's not going to cut it, my brother.
That's what I was trying to tell you last week.
He's Mr. Inconsistent.
That's the problem.
That shit was it was bad to see. It was bad to see how he played, but it was great to see what Nico did. And me and Dev kept saying while we was watching the game in Cap Crib, when Nico gets in the game, he's either gonna give you some clutch defense or he's gonna hit some clutch shots. And that whole time he was in the game, and he did what me and Dev was talking about. And I'm thankful.
Because
I did not want to meet the
Celtics. I don't think
people.
I don't think people get that. Like, fourth quarter scream, why the fuck Batum is the funniest shit ever. And for him to play the game that he just played, it's like, oh my God, it was perfect.
Hey, listen.
We said that shit in the group message like three times and we was cracking the fuck up.
Hey, listen, he might go 1-for-13. Well, he ain't gonna take that many damn shots. He might go like 1-for-6.
Floor seats, but, he could. Quarter, yeah, but why the fuck there's nobody. I got Embiid showing his ass tomorrow.
So you got to
be – he not going to be
– Saturday. Say Saturday.
Saturday, my bad. He's not going to be the 35-point-per-game player that he was a few months ago because, he's still knocking the rust off. He's going to get an easy 30. An easy 30. He's not going to struggle at all. He's going to hit open shots. He's going to hit tough shots. He's going to get to the line.
So you're telling people to bet that prop?
I'm telling you, we going to kill the Knicks.
Yeah.
We're going to kill the Knicks.
Like they
set this.
Yo, I like.
We definitely got a split. We got a split.
And like I told y'all, got a split. The Knicks are a team that I watched a lot this year. Actually, the last 2 or 3 years. I'm a Jalen Brunson fan. Like, I genuinely enjoy watching him play. I hate watching the rest of the guys on that team. Yeah. It is horrible basketball. Who were they playing? Chicago
last Sunday.
And they couldn't inbound the ball four separate times. They couldn't inbound the ball. And it wasn't like it was just great defense. Josh Hart hit the ball off of his knee one time. Someone got overthrown with a pass and they couldn't get to it one time. So they honestly should have lost that game. Chicago just couldn't hit a shot. DeMar DeRozan had a shot. I think he had a great shot.
Easy job.
That was his look. I think Caruso had an open three he missed.
It's
opportunities. I don't see us giving them those opportunities. I got us cash out. Maxi, Embiid, they going to do us justice.
So that's what I'm saying. They don't have – they just got a Jalen Brunson.
But that's what they –
They just got Jalen Brunson and shooters.
We do not defend the three-point line.
DiVincenzo the average.
Who knows?
About threes.
Hart, nine.
OG
Anunoby, however you pronounce his name. OG, 14.
They can shoot.
That's our problem, though. We can't defend that three-point line.
It's
yo.
The playoffs. The game changes.
Brunson's
going to
– Brunson and maybe – I don't fucking know. Even Chinzo, DiVincenzo game, he might go off with threes. One, maybe two games. 4-2, 4-1. They out of here.
I say 4-2. I give a 6.
I mean, I hope y'all right. I'm a little on the fence. I did not want to meet them, and I did not want to meet Boston. Anybody else, I would have probably been cool with. But
the one team I didn't want to play –
I was worried about playing the Heat because the way that game started off, it was definitely what
horrible.
I predicted.
It looked
bad
horrible.
They
played that zone and we couldn't do shit.
Yeah, matchup zone.
But the turning point of that game, I can't remember who it was, but they missed two free throws, and everybody got free chicken, and that was it. We went on a run.
Who the fuck was it?
Highsmith.
I think it was Highsmith.
So I guess if you took the under on him, you was good.
Shit, for sure.
No, listen, he missed them two free throws. The crowd went wild, and we went on a run.
Mm-hmm.
Chick-fil-A
and
nuggets.
They wasn't even allowed to say Chick-fil-A because they didn't sponsor the game.
ESPN.
Yeah, they don't sponsor them, so they couldn't say it. It was like they got free chicken. We can't say it because they're not a sponsor of ours.
Huh.
Shit was funny.
I didn't hear that.
That made me laugh.
I didn't hear that. We were too busy yelling.
While we were just talking about taking under, let's get into the man, Jontay Porter.
Oh, that fucking he's a fucking idiot. I mean, so,
well, quick question. How is he's not even on FanDuel?
That's what I'm saying.
So how the fuck would they take it?
They would put him on there at times. I think that's kind of how he got caught up.
Was it FanDuel though? Like, it's a thousand different ways to bet. I mean, thousand different ways.
He's like the 11th, 12th man. Like,
that's what I'm saying. Was it like? Because
I don't know where it was. I never met him.
I forget what it's called, like Lovato or something like that. It's a gambling site for Vegas. They have everything.
Everybody?
They have everything. Like, you can bet on literally everything on there. So it doesn't necessarily have to be FanDuel. It could be like another betting site, like that he could find his name.
Yeah.
But they show like the comparison about how much he's made in the NBA and how much he made gambling.
He made more than NBA, though, didn't he?
No.
He made more gambling?
He made more than NBA. He's stupid.
He was losing money in the gambling.
He was losing money. He made $2 million in his career so far, which was very short. He only made $80,000 gambling. So you putting your career in jeopardy, and you're not even good at it.
Dumb ass.
I mean,
should have gave us them picks.
Might as well.
Oh, yeah.
Might as well.
So how do you feel? All right. So I mean, he's shitty.
I don't think he deserves a lifetime ban.
Yeah, but so that's where I was. How do you feel about a lifetime ban?
I don't think he deserves a lifetime ban. Look at the NFL. Look at the NBA.
It's harsh.
They ban you for the year.
What about Pete Rose? Same situation, same scenario. Yeah. But Pete Rose is like.
But it wasn't legal when Pete Rose was doing it.
It's not legal in a lot of states now. Yeah.
I mean,
I don't think it's not legal in Canada or Toronto. At least I don't think.
I don't know, but I'm saying that was like illegal when he was gambling back then. Like gambling wasn't legal.
I get that.
They had bookies. Like you had to go to a bookie.
He like. With 4,000 hits? Know
about that, hey, I was about to say, with Pete Rose is different.
He was a god.
Yeah, like
he was baseball royalty.
Yeah, he was somebody to talk about. Dude, he just someone's brother that's in the NBA. Like,
and you know what's crazy? Two of the best people to ever play the game probably won't make it to the Hall of Fame.
Yeah,
Barry Bonds,
both Pete Him? Rose and Barry Bonds.
Damn,
because one was on PEDs,
and one was
just gambling.
That's crazy to think about, though.
It's yeah. Wild, Joe.
I mean, dang. So if you take him out of the conversation, if you take them out of the conversation, who's the best hitter of all time? And who's the best baseball player of all time? Because Barry Bonds, I feel like it's hands down, but he doesn't he doesn't get the accolades that he deserves. I mean, he does get the respect, but because of the PEDs, they look at him sideways, and he's not gonna go into the Hall. Pete Rose. It was just ridiculous with getting on base. Like, So if we had to go hitter, I say
Alex,
Kirby Puckett. If we had to go baseball player,
you can't even say Mark McGwire. Not Mark.
You can't say him either,
right?
Roy. You know what? I'm gonna go Ken Griffey Jr. He'd be my best baseball player ever, and which call be the best hitter ever, Kirby Puckett. Actually, Kirby might be the best hitter ever.
If Ohtani keep playing the way he playing, he going to surpass all of them.
Shit, the way he gambling.
His interpreter.
Oh, which call? It was this tweet. It said it was like from Pete Rose burner account. I was one interpreter away from making the Hall of Fame.
Damn,
it's fucking hilarious.
That's wild.
That's funny as shit.
That's wild. Yeah, he stole, what, $16 million?
$16 million. How much is Ohtani really making? If you didn't notice it, like, all those millions are gone.
That's a lot of bread.
That's a lot of money.
That's a lot of bread, yo. I couldn't imagine that.
And it was something else. It was something else he did, and it was for, like, $23 million, too. I forget what it was.
The interpreter?
Yeah. It was $16 million that he took from Ohtani. And then it was something else with $23 million. I forget, but
they even had his bookie, because betting is illegal in California.
Yeah.
So he even had his bookie like
betting,
not even betting, like showing text messages. Like he's having a conversation with his bookie, like, "Oh, I keep losing money. I'm bad at this, right? Ha ha ha." Like, you're not even gambling your money, and you laughing about this shit. That's
dumb.
Gotta be careful who you trust. But if Ohtani stays on the pace that he's on,
he could definitely be
he might be the best pitcher and the best hitter ever.
This shit is crazy.
His ERA is at like a 3.1, which is like fucking ridiculous. I don't think people understand how low that is. Like, I think the average is like 3.6. He had 3.1.
Crazy. And the Phillies at 3.2.
ERA? Mm-hmm. Collectively?
Mm-hmm. Man, for the team.
That's amazing.
Like all the starting pitchers.
We going back to this World Series. We're going back to the World
Series. Let's bet it.
No, we're not betting this.
I don't bet on my team.
Can we not do this?
I don't bet on my team.
Can we not do this too early?
Why not?
I'm mad that you even said that.
We're going to the ship.
All right, now you draw.
I'm mad you did that.
Why?
Because.
Can't have confidence
you
in my
team?
But it's different from if we're good. I can say that we're a top. Preseason, we're a top, like, three team. Many people had us going to the World Series. I'm not saying anything that's out of the realm of like reality. Now I can see if it was like the Eagles, or the Cowboys.
But that's what it reminds me of.
But it's not that. It's different because we're good.
But y'all were good last year too in the beginning of the season.
100%. I never said we were going to the Super Bowl though.
I didn't say you did, but you sound like one of those guys who say that y'all are going back to the Super Bowl.
But it's different because we're good. Like, Eagles fans in general say we're going to the Super Bowl.
Delusion.
Before the season, Cowboys fans do it too. I'm just talking about my team.
Yeah,
Shut up.
Come on, come on.
Eagles fans do it every year. We're going to, no matter who's the quarterback, no matter who's the coach, no matter who's the coordinators, no matter who our players are, we're going to the Super Bowl.
Agreed.
That's what majority Eagles fans do. I'm not one of those fans. Like I'm like a realist. Like if we don't have it, we don't have it. But with the Phillies, we have the same pitching staff we had last year that did well for us into the playoffs. We have the same bats that got hot at the right time last year. And Bryce Harper is starting the season with us. I don't have any doubt in my mind that we can make it back to the World Series.
All
right. I hope you're right.
Shit, me too. Make so a parade.
Go
wanna,
Phillies.
Want to move on?
For sure.
Where you want to go to?
You tell me.
We go entertainment?
Let's do that.
Okay.
Are we going to entertainment or are we switching back to sports or what are we doing?
Staying on entertainment and switching something else.
All right. So what entertainment news do you have for us?
You want to start the 50 Cent thing or BMF?
Oh, God.
Let's save the worst for last.
Okay. Let's talk about BMF then. Oh, you was talking about
You want to start with BMF?
No. We can start at 50 Cent.
So, with 50, he just opened up his studio in Shreveport, Louisiana.
Mm-hmm.
It is the second biggest studio by black man or in general?
I think by African American. I think he's the first male to have a studio like that.
Tyler Perry.
Tyler Perry
got his own joint.
Right, you're right.
Tyler Perry got his own exit sign on the highway. Ain't nobody fucking with him.
Yeah, see what I did there, did you?
I did.
Oh. I've seen that on Twitter.
Keep going.
I didn't know he had his own exit sign.
Yeah, he got his own exit.
That's real money. So what do we think happens with 50 and his new production company? Like, does he?
I think he's going to develop a lot of, I would say shows. I think he's going to develop a lot of shows.
I don't think so. Are they going to be good, though?
Oh.
That's the question. Is it, like, don't get me wrong.
It depends where they're going to.
Everyone got caught up in the 50 Cent hype train when it came to TV shows. It is not the same, though. If we been, this shit is horrible.
He only missed on BMF. And I don't know, he's not a part of Tommy.
That's under his umbrella. That's his.
But that's Stars. He's not on. What's name was good?
So he has nothing to do with anything on Stars.
I don't think so.
But regardless of that, those are his shows.
Yeah.
They were.
They are shitty.
So the show, what used to be on ABC with the innocent dude. The dude went to jail.
I didn't watch that.
That shit was good.
No one watched it. That's why it's not on anymore.
I watched that shit. That shit was good.
Trash.
Fuck. Good, like, we not gonna sit here and act like he makes.
I know what you're talking about, but.
We not gonna sit here and act like he makes the best show. Like, it's amazing what he's doing because you step from one side of entertainment to another side, which is difficult to do. But, let's call a spade a spade.
He might develop a lot of new movies. And then they're going Dinner Thieves 2. Wasn't he in Dinner Thieves 1?
He was.
Yeah, so he's doing 2. He didn't die.
But is it going to be? Yes, he did.
He did die.
He died?
Yeah, shot.
He survived, I think, was. Which
no. They all died. Oh, yeah, he was the only one.
Because he was the best.
He was the one. He was the setup guy.
The brains.
Everybody died.
Oh.
That shit going to be. I want to say it'd be. Yeah, if it's set in London, like how it ended, that might be fire. But do we trust 50 with, like, movies and TV moving forward?
No.
Movies, I don't. Nah.
TV?
I can see TV.
I trust him in movies and TV.
I don't.
Not movies.
Nigga, we watch Tyler Perry movies.
Who?
Oh, I watch Tyler Perry movies and TV.
That shit is hard. I
watch all Tyler Perry shit.
You know what Tyler Perry problem is? He's the only person in his writer room. You can't do that shit by yourself.
I'm cool.
I be watching all that shit on BET Plus.
So you watch the
Sisters?
No, what's that? That about the president, like the Oval?
Oh, Oval.
You watch that?
I did watch it.
Did you enjoy it?
I don't really enjoy it. I enjoy watching some shows. I just watch it because I be having to watch it sometimes. It be on, so I just bow.
So who has worse TV, 50 Cent or Tyler Perry?
Tyler Perry.
TV shows, yeah.
Tyler Perry.
Now, I'm not.
50 Cent got Power. He got Power Book 2, BMF, Tommy, Force.
Yeah.
Force.
Yeah,
Jonah's on ABC.
That's a lot of bullshit.
Raising Kanan.
Raising Kanan.
That's probably
the best show.
You got like seven. You got, was that, I count six, seven shows.
Two of them are good.
Three.
I'm not giving you
time. Watch the fucking show from ABC. That shit was a good show, yo. It was a good show.
I heard a lot of people talk about it.
It got canceled on some bullshit. Like,
it just didn't. It wasn't. I didn't.
If it was a good show, there's a chance it would still be on.
It got canceled. It's
awesome. But shows get canceled now and get bought back on other networks. I mean, it's always been a thing, but like, it happens more now than any time.
Okay.
If a fan wants it.
Okay. Did nobody do what I told them to do earlier? About Netflix and Good Times?
To go watch it?
Yeah.
I was at work.
Oh.
Wow.
You watch it?
Oh, yeah, that shit's so fucking bad.
Is it?
That shit is bad, yo. Because,
like, from the clips I've seen, it's, like, super stereotypical. It looks like it's super stereotypical.
It's
like,
so.
Is it worth, like, because the original show wasn't, like, it really depicted how a black family lives.
This is, like, some fucking white people wrote this shit. It was, like, this is how black people act in the projects. But it's, like, modern day.
So it's, like, the PJs.
Worse than the PJs.
Worse than the PJs.
Worse
crazy.
Than the PJs. Yeah. I watched it.
I understood what the PJs was.
I watched the episode earlier. It was Elon Musk.
Oh, shit.
On Good Time?
Yes. Elon Musk, Bill Gates, and Jeff Bezos.
In the projects?
They gave him a job. They gave his name's not even Jimmy.
Wait, so they changed the character names?
This is modern day. It's like in today's time.
It's not Good Times, man.
I'm not watching that.
Yeah, I'm not. I'll never turn that on.
So they gave him a job. They gave the dad a job, the mom a job, this junior's job, the daughter a job, and that's it. They wanted to go to Mars and breed, like, and have more kids in Mars.
What?
They didn't want to do it, so they tried to kill him. But they got a baby, too. Baby is a drug dealer.
Why the fuck? This is the type of entertainment you
like. It's a baby. Like, he isn't a pamper.
I promise you, I will never.
Why the
never watch that.
The baby isn't a pamper selling drugs.
It's like the baby from Baby's Kids?
No.
Pee-wee.
It's not Pee-wee.
Pee-wee.
This nigga was cool as shit.
This nigga, well, he is cool though.
Pee-wee,
the baby cool. Baby might be the best character on the show, but the baby got like guns.
This your type of show.
This shit.
He really liked this shit. I was mad. I was like, this shit is dumb as shit. I'm watching this shit like, yo, I'm crazy. I'm like, episode's like six now. I'm like, I can't stop watching because it's so fucking dumb watching. Like,
and you like dumb shit.
This shit's stupid. This shit dumb.
So if you had to give it a rating.
I might give it a try.
A one.
Through five? Or one through ten?
Ten.
Damn.
Man.
A one.
That's sad.
Oh, man.
It makes me mad that like I watched it and like this is how y'all think of black people.
No. That's crazy. Y'all talking about entertainment. Are we going somewhere else?
We can.
Can we somebody open that bear, them bears up?
Yo.
They warm.
I know.
Y'all talk about bad television.
Oh, I know where you're going.
Oh, it's, man. You know exactly
where I'm going. Had something to do with the word bad.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that baddies.
Yo, Dre watched baddies for the first time last week.
That's like the worst.
That reality TV shit, man, is getting worse. I remember like the Bad Girls Club and.
That's kind of where it came from.
Yeah, cool. It wasn't that ratchet, though.
But yeah, dog.
It is horrible. It is. Listen, these women.
That's one of the worst shows I've ever
encountered.
Been subjected to. I didn't want to watch it.
And to know that like 50 to 60% of it is staged, it's not all real. Makes it that much worse.
I want to know what parts are staged because it's like, y'all really be fighting these motherfuckers. Like y'all, are y'all getting paid that much where it's cool to take a. Like a punch to the chin, or like because Devin, like Ryan Garcia, gonna get his ass beat tomorrow, but he's getting paid millions of dollars.
He's definitely getting his ass whooped.
Y'all not getting paid Ryan Garcia money.
Y'all just getting y'all name recognized.
And he lost $1.5 million a day too.
Jack Lannon. Oh, because he was over about three pounds.
3 pounds. They bet $500,000 for each pound.
Mm-hmm. And he drank a beer.
He's gonna lose tremendously.
Yeah, that's
that's some of the worst.
So that show is really like the worst.
That show or BMF?
BMF.
Baddies.
BMF is worse.
At least I get to see titties.
Yeah, I'm watching baddies all day.
You see titties watching BMF too.
I don't want to see
plenty of them.
I don't want to see Henry.
I ain't talking about Henry.
No, he wants to see Hugh.
Jesus Christ. The difference between BMF and baddies is, though, BMF is trying to be a good show. Baddies isn't. They're just giving you, like, you want bullshit, we'll give you bullshit. And if I could watch Yiddies for an hour with bullshit, I'll take that versus watching a group of people who think they can act.
That shit was just, my mind doesn't, like, I can't watch it. Like, it's, like, I've watched it, but it's like, it's everything, I critique everything about that show. I can't, like, watch that without saying something negative about it.
It's a bad show.
It's horrible. It's a bad show. I hate that my wife watches this shit, and she be saying the little sayings that they say, and it's like,
baddie, baddie, shot a clock.
I didn't ask you to do that. No. That's not it. That's horrible. Why would you do that?
He watches it.
That's crazy.
I think we've all watched it. I think he enjoys it more than everyone else, though.
Like, I watched that shit. I watched Chris Sean and Blueface.
Yeah, see, he liked the ratchet shit.
That bullshit.
He liked the ratchet shit.
Oh, my God.
That's because he used to get in his ass.
You watched Jocelyn, too?
No, I ain't never watched Jocelyn's Cabaret.
Do it like it's your B-Day. Do it like it's your B-Day. Zeus got to be the worst channel, like, that you
I'm
can,
about
like,
to make me a reality watch. Show on Zeus.
That shit is horrible.
Them
man.
Niggas is funny, though.
That shit is horrible.
It's funny. Is funny worth the money, though? Like, that type of funny, is it worth it, like,
To
have a couple dollars in your pocket? Is it worth it, like, for the people that watch you think a certain way about you?
Yeah.
Oh, that's crazy. So how much money is that?
For who? For them?
For you.
Like, oh, no. I have dignity and respect.
Since when? This is news to us.
Bitch, I always got dignity, nigga.
Since, you don't even know how to spell dignity.
D-I-G-N-I-T-Y. Dignity.
Oh, shit.
I ain't no fuck.
That was your word of the day?
No.
So on your word calendar?
No, my word of the day is definitely harder than that.
What is it?
I didn't look at my email today.
Well, you really got a word of the day?
Yeah, I get word of the day every day.
Oh, shit. I do, too. I didn't know other people do that
you
shit.
You think I'm some type of idiot or something?
Yes.
Short piece of shit.
Man, that's rude. You asked a question, I answered the question. I wasn't trying to be mean.
But I wasn't trying to be mean either. I was just telling the truth.
Fucked up.
Wow.
But I got feelings, yeah.
Yeah, fuck you and your feelings, you dwarf.
That's crazy. He mad he can't read. I probably don't know how to spell dwarf.
D-A-R-R-Y-L.
Wrong.
Wow.
Daryl. Anyway.
Yeah, next subject.
Back to what I was saying. I would rather watch Baddies than BMF. Nah. The last BMF. Three episodes of BMF Baddies. Was like.
Man, he got his fingers cut off with a machete. Why the fuck?
Henry walking around with a fucking
flamethrower.
A flamethrower. Where you get a flamethrower from in 1980?
Yeah, why the fuck are all these famous people on there? Like, Sweetie has no reason to be on there.
Which one is Sweetie?
The one the girl from St. Louis.
The St. Louis girl.
Oh, that's her?
Yeah. You can't tell?
No, I couldn't.
Hell not. It looks like her.
I don't know. I just be watching the show.
Why was Sweetie on there? Why was Neo on there?
Why was Lil Baby on there?
Neo was cheesy.
On there. Like, the shit. Like,
Neo was cheesy.
You just putting.
Why was Tupac on there?
why the fuck was
horrible
Tupac on there?
It was Tupac.
So y'all don't think that scene actually happened?
Fuck no. That nigga smoking with Tupac at a, what was it? The Jack the Rapper.
Jack the Rapper.
Come on. That's any fucking thing.
Why they always fighting? Every episode these niggas fighting.
Why these niggas always losing? Like, we know the story of BMF. We know that they were on top of the drug world. At what point does it happen? Because we in season 3. These niggas done lost a plug 4 times. These niggas done had their work stolen from them 4 times. These niggas done got shot at multiple times. They going to war every fucking week. At some point, I want these niggas to win.
Right, I hate the MKs and fucking what's his name?
The unnecessary
no smoke
shit.
For them MKs.
Then I know the girl that Angel.
she about to drop a dime. Like, she going some way, somehow, snitch on him and get him caught up. Like, this shit.
Shit is just bad.
And I hate LaWanda.
LaWanda.
That's Terry Baby Mom.
Oh, yeah.
I hate LaWanda. Like, bitch, just shut up.
Nigga, I hate Lala. Like, there is nothing good about this show, but I can't turn away.
Yeah,
like,
I can't stop like watching it.
I committed too much time to, like, stop watching it.
No, you're talking about
shy. I think it's gonna be good at one point. Best like one
about this show is my man Charles.
I fucking hate him too.
Yeah, Charles. I'm tired of Charles and Lucille.
Charles.
Oh shit.
Lucille just gotta fuck somebody. She making me mad.
She will.
She horny as shit.
Old horny ass.
She let Charles she hit that
night. Give it up to that doctor.
No, Charles gonna hit it again.
Yeah, Charles got mad at her.
And Charles gonna fuck Lucille up.
That was the best scene on that show ever.
Even with that bitch's song.
That shit was horrible.
Bro, y'all
I think he really
like, there's really not.
I think he really did that.
Him?
You think he wrote the song? You think he really sung that? Like, what?
I don't doubt that he sang it. You think he wrote that in real life?
No, I'm talking about, like, as far as.
Oh, like, oh, the dad. Like the real. Yeah. Oh, okay.
I hope he didn't. I hope he ain't do no dumb shit like that. That song was horrible, Charles.
That's all entertainment. He ain't do that shit.
Y'all got to watch this week episode, though.
I'll probably watch it when I go in the crib.
We probably going to talk about that next time we meet up.
I'll be to watch it for sure.
I watched it
this morning around like 3 o'clock.
Why?
I wake up early. I'll be waking up.
That's the first thing you thought to do
that's
when you woke up?
That's watch that bullshit. Goes to work, so, you know, get
that's the first thing you thought to do. So you woke up with some bullshit like, hey, I'm going to watch
BMF. I had to take a shit.
So you taking a shit made you think of BMF.
I watched BMF for a
fan. A bunch of men in that show. Of course it was.
You know we can't edit this, right?
Yeah.
So, no, it's every mic. All the mics are on one line. It's not like the other board. Everything's on different tracks.
Well, Jesus is the way, my brother.
What? Moving along. What's the next topic?
All right. Dre
got something, right? You got something you want to tell us today?
What?
Well, we never did a weekend review.
I'm tired of this, Grandpa. Shut the fuck up.
Well, that's too damn bad.
How the fuck are you encouraging this shit?
That's our autistic brother just came.
Yeah. The autistic one.
But yeah, we didn't do
said fuck niggas week.
Yeah, fuck the weeks. But y'all want to talk about the weeks? We can go in now.
I feel like it's too late now.
Yeah, you stink. Like, no, I could always put it in the beginning.
So you,
I can edit it.
So my week, Monday, I got a piece of my toenail taken out. The ingrown toenail, shit hurt like a motherfucker, like sensitive to the touch. Got that taken out. I feel a lot better now.
Did that make you a little taller?
It's a toenail. Fuck, you think it's like a platform? Like what? Fuck, like that don't even make sense. Like y'all take any chance in the world to make a short joke. Make it make sense though. I respect that. Y'all just say shit to say shit. Starting to sound like Shamu over here.
What else happened during your week?
That's pretty much it.
Did you have sex?
What the fuck?
No. Have we ever discussed if we've had sex during the week?
No.
All right.
Fuck. Move it along.
Yeah, that was pretty much my week. I didn't do much. I worked. 4:20 is tomorrow. I'm excited about that. So that's my week, I guess.
Look at his jollies off with that one.
Oh, you just can't
not make it. All right. Dang, how about you? How was your week?
That's the first thing I see on Instagram.
My week. I don't know. My week. Nothing too crazy. I had a doctor's appointment. That was about it. You know, checking on myself, making sure I'm all good. That's about it. Nothing special happened this week.
Everybody went to work here this week, right? Except
him. Oh.
I didn't try to work here.
Still got paid.
For 8 hours. How was your week, Dre?
How about your week, Dre?
My week was normal, I would say. Josiah got his official letter that he's going to walk and graduate. Yeah, he was really excited about that, as if he felt as though he was never going to graduate.
Still good to see, though.
Yeah, he was really excited. He recorded it and called his mom, and yeah, he was excited. Oh, you know, I got a little emotional, but you know.
Shout out to Joey.
You cried?
Shout out to Joey.
No.
So what's emotional?
A good feeling. Like, it's a good feeling as a parent. Your child's about to graduate.
High schooler.
Yeah, good feeling.
Called me to go to college.
Did you go to college?
Yeah, I did go to college. I have a degree.
Did you pay for it?
Yeah, I paid for it. Duh. If you don't go to college, you pay for your degree.
Did you take classes?
Yes.
Ask the question you asked.
Yes, I took my classes.
What college is this?
You're in my business. I just know I went to college, got a degree.
In what?
You went to
business management.
This thing went to ICDC college.
Me a little Romeo.
Oh, my goodness. And today is my mom's birthday. Happy heavenly birthday, Mom. We're going to take a shot. She would have been 67, I believe. Yeah. So we miss you. We're going to take a shot to you. For you. And I wish, what y'all call Cole earlier?
What
y'all call him, Misfit? What y'all call him?
Cole,
we appreciate you for the Corona. My mom drunk Coors Light, but, you know, she drunk beer in general, but her favorite beer was Coors Light.
Jackass. We
appreciate it anyway.
No, fuck that. We asked for Coors Light, didn't get it.
He didn't get it.
All he saw was a C and then brought
fucking. But nonetheless, he provided
a
valiant effort and brought a 12-pack of Coronas that I'm sure will be drank at some point.
Oh, yeah, they're going to disappear.
Because they're going to the fridge.
Yeah, they're
going
to disappear.
But happy heavenly birthday, Mom.
Happy birthday, Mom.
We love you and miss you each and every day, second, minute. Love you. She's drinking out the can. Shit, for real. She drinking out the can. A lot of times it was actually a 40 of Coors Light.
You know what? I'm going to get a 40 tomorrow.
And we had the 40s before.
Yes,
what?
I do. I'm getting a 40 tomorrow.
Who was pissing the fucking store on that airplane?
God.
She drunk that like way, way back before she started drinking. Like,
get a 40 a night train.
No, she ain't never.
You
going to
make
it day. I never see her drink no wine, but she definitely started off with some bullshit. I remember Silver Thunder. I would say she upgraded to Coors Light.
How hype would you be if he has like he brought a case of Night Train around?
That'd make my world.
Like, what is it about Night Train?
It's so good.
Why don't you drink it more often then?
He can't find it.
Oh, shit.
I swear, I think they discontinued it.
You know what this reminds me of? That bullshit ass 50 Cent show. If more people liked it, it'd still be around.
Which one?
What was it called? The one on CBS.
The one about the jail.
What was it called?
It was ABC. It was
something. Yeah.
What's it called? He represented himself and all that shit when he was going to trial and all that shit.
It wasn't.
Only you criminals think it was a good show.
For life.
It was a simple ass title. We couldn't think of it. That's how you know that show was fucking bad.
I mean, I'm not gonna say I didn't know about it. I just wasn't interested in like watching it.
Me neither. Like that was my thing.
It's just so much TV to watch. That would have never been a priority on my list to watch.
Yeah,
watch anything on Netwell. I was in the Chicago like PD and Fire and all that shit at one point.
That's my shit too.
I never got into that.
That was good. I was in a Law and Order. Matter of fact, Shout out to my mom. She dates like that Law and Order Special Victims Unit and all that. That was one of our favorite shows too. Young and Restless, Bold and Beautiful, stuff like that. Those were some of our favorite shows real quick. She wasn't really a big movie watcher. Not really big on movies, but so that's that on that. What do we want to talk about next? Fuck his week.
Thank you.
Oh, okay.
So now, how was your week?
Cool.
That's all you got for us?
Cool. My week was good.
Which man did you take out on a date this week?
What the? That. I'm sure we're about to wrap up. For sure.
Yeah. Right, so. Because he always says something stupid on his face.
Before we wrap up, you know, we are sports people. We love our sports.
For sure.
We are coming up on the draft, young man. Just quick takes.
What draft? NFL draft.
NFL.
I thought Drake probably thought you were talking about like.
Okay. Yeah. Just quick takes. What are you guys excited about? What are you guys excited to see? Any predictions? Any surprises?
I want
to
see where Marvin.
I'm not even.
I want to see where Marvin Harrison Jr. go.
I'm Marvin still Harrison looking, Jr. I ain't gonna lie. I'm not excited.
Really?
Still looking at my wounds from last year. From the Packers to fucking lose to the Packers. That was a debacle.
I'll be 100% honest with
I'm
you.
I'm really not that excited about this draft this year.
And I'm not trying to be like a smart ass or anything. But why didn't y'all make any moves? Like y'all like did nothing.
We're never big players in free agency.
I get that, but. There were some names out there that really could have helped your roster. Like, why not, like, attempt? Like, y'all
we
don't have,
can't
y'all,
do
like,
shit y'all, until y'all, we situate Dak Prescott.
Y'all running backs is horrible.
We just got Royce Freeman. Ooh, yeah. Power move. Power back.
Stop screaming.
So, do y'all go for a running back in the draft? Like,
yeah, you have to. Third round, probably.
They also got to go after somebody on the line, too.
Shit. Listen, man, we got a lot of holes to fill. You mind doing it for him, fat boy? Filling them holes up?
Hey, whoa, wait. You said it once. There's no reason to repeat it.
Like, you ready to wrap this up?
Yeah, so this was fun up until now.
Are y'all excited about the draft? I'm sorry. Y'all did,
I mean,
I get
excited about the draft, but I get it more with nerves because, like, I never know what the Eagles are going to do.
Bet you got more draft picks than we do.
But Howie been on a roll the last 3 or 4 years.
Yeah, fuck him.
I just want to see where a couple players go. That's it.
You're going to be the GOAT GM at some point.
Oh.
The GOAT GM.
I will say this.
Wow.
Shout out to Jalen Hurts, which you know, won't hear me say that much. He donated. From what I didn't really click and read the whole story. But
$200,000.
He donated $200,000 to Philadelphia public schools in general, I guess. I don't think it said public schools. And, you know, I respect him for that. I never not respected him, but, like, yeah, I think that was decent. That was thorough.
All right, and get his dick. Yeah, that's how we're going to end the episode.
Why you look at me? Why you look at me?
Yeah, get off his dick. I'm lost too. Nigga feeling like he at the bottom like a horseshoe. Sorry for the trouble that I put you in your heart through. God knows that I do anything for a part two. Or two. Be praying for the day you come back to me saying that you forgive me. Give me another chance. I'm needing it like a kidney. I don't want to advance. Give me back her hands. Give me back her touch. I don't ask for much. But I fucked up. I know I fucked up. I admit I fucked up. But everybody fuck up. Now this other nigga locked up. Telling me and my clique don't give a fuck. Cause we from New Orleans, she was from Georgia. She was my down chick, I was a soldier. I was a gangster, she was my shoulder. You were the pistol to my holster. Bang. Yeah.